We begin today's show by welcoming Michael Tilley from Talk Business and Politics to Ozarks at Large. He's in his office in Fort Smith. And a very pleasant first Friday of summer to you, Michael.
Well, I guess a pleasant Friday. I was in a good mood until you mentioned that overachiever. 3 albums or 20 albums by the time he's 20 or something like that.
Something like that, yes.
People like that. Can't they just slow down a little bit? Makes the rest of them look bad.
Well, I'll pass that along to him to slow down. Think about 19-year-olds, they rarely do.
Yeah. Well, I've got to, I've got a couple that are not quite 19 yet. They do not have an off switch.
Right. Scary and exciting at the same time.
Yep.
All right. Let's talk about home sales that might be scary and exciting at the same time. The number in May for Benton and Washington County, up 10.3% over last year, up a 25% increase over 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's I was talking to Paul Gatling. He wrote this story for us. I think the term we're using now, these numbers are just stupid, you know. And I've quit. I predicted, Kyle, that in the fourth quarter of last year, 2016, the home sales numbers in Northwest Arkansas would begin to moderate. So that tells you what I know. Now, look, seriously, the concern is for all of us who remember 2007 and 2008, you know, are we building back into a bubble? And from, you know, the folks we talk to, this is different. And the primary difference is that the home builders aren't building up inventory. They're building to meet a demand. So the homes are selling. The home prices are growing, remaining stable. One of the things that you saw before going into the bubble, the home prices started coming down because people were wanting to move the homes. There wasn't enough demand to move all the homes, but we're not seeing that. So what you are seeing, I run down through some numbers real quick. For example, in Benton County, January through May, home sales 2,387 compared to 2016, which was a record year. Let's keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. So 2017 is up against an incredible 2016. There were 2,387 home sales January through May in 17, 2,250 in 16. And that's just in Benton County, that's which is crazy. And in Washington County for the first 5 months, so January through May, 1,415 home sales in 16 was 1,326. So incredible numbers. If anyone finds a realtor in Northwest Arkansas who's complaining about the market, they need to get them drug tested.
Well, there's a phrase that's in Paul Gatling's report that's at talkbusiness.net that just sobered me just a tad, exceeding pre-recession levels. I mean, on one hand, that's great, right? But that pre-recession term there that just gives you a moment's pause.
Well, and that's why that's what the folks we talk to have said, yes, they are. And look, I have talked to a few bankers in recent weeks, and they don't see it. They just say it's a different dynamic. Now, we will see. But again, it goes back to, are they building up inventory just for speculation, or are they building homes to meet demand? Yeah, because that's the key difference. And right now, they're building homes to meet demand.
Well, if there's momentum in Washington, Benton County toward surrounding home sales, there appears to be momentum in downtown Fort Smith. We talked last week about the construction costs being cut for the U.S. Marshals Museum. Now, this week, it appears there is a future home for the Community School of the Arts.
Yes, right next to the Marshals Museum, 10 acres, maybe about 11 acres, from the Robbie Westfall family. It was donated. You know, that's the same family who donated a little over 16 acres to the Marshals Museum. But there's a lot of excitement about this school. It was founded about a year and a half ago by Dr. Rosalie Russell. And it's generated a lot of interest. They have a very powerful board of directors, a lot of either wealthy family or well-connected folks on that board. This thing is likely to happen, Kyle. They estimate right now, of course, these are very very early projections, but it's about a 65,000 square foot facility. total project cost around $20 million to maybe up to $25 million. But, and they don't know when they'll get started, but they're hoping to get started soon. Obviously, it'll include a theater, a children's theater, a couple of chamber, or several chamber music halls for performances and practice, so art and art gallery. But this has, interesting for someone who's been in Fort Smith and been around Fort Smith for a long time, that whole area, Kyle, was either a dump or a landfill. Mm. Now, here in the next 5 to 10 years, it's going to be something completely different.
Well, you mentioned dump and landfill, which will serve as a nice...
I didn't know I was setting you up like that.
That's what we call a fastball right down the middle. Sets me up for our last topic of conversation. It appears that there is a plan to divert now recycled material from going to the real landfill and or dump in Fort Smith.
Oh, I didn't. Have we had a problem with that? I didn't realize we had a problem with that.
There's been something about it. Yes.
Yeah, something about it. Well, we will see what kind of plan we have. But yes, the Fort Smith Board of Directors has agreed to work with this company with Third Rock Recycling. Look, it was a close one, 4-1 vote. There were two members of the board that were absent. You know, there is a little bit of hesitancy in the community because there are some who think this is kind of a cram down, that the city administration was up against the wall and needed to find a solution quickly. But, you know, we will see. This plan is going to cost, I think, the city around $165,000 to $170,000 a year to implement. This company will begin diverting that. Well, shouldn't say diverting, properly disposing recyclables as soon as they find a facility to work with them. And, you know, they could start, as they said, they could start tomorrow, or it could be a week or two, but the agreement is in place. And just to back up a little bit how this got started, I think most of your listeners remember that since about 2014, City of Fort Smith diverted around 90%, if not more, of the recyclables to the landfill. And unfortunately, it was just, you know, a few months ago that city administration, they didn't even tell a disgruntled former employee busted it out on Facebook, and then we in the media picked it up. The city didn't even tell the citizens, which still has a bad taste in people's mouth. And I still think there are some directors, they wanted to get another plan in place, but I think they're also still wanting to know how this happened. So I'm not sure, Kyle, we've heard the last of this.
Oh, I doubt we've heard the last of it. All right. Well, we haven't heard the last of you either, Michael Tilley. You'll be joining us on Monday's edition of Ozarks at Large. Michael Tilley is with Talk Business and Politics. More details about everything we talk about and so much more, update around the clock at talkbusiness.net. Have a great weekend, Michael.
You as well, sir.